This is Spoleto Today. I'm Jeanette Gwen. Stefano Vizzioli directs the American premiere of Veramunda at Spoleto Festival USA and is our guest this morning. Can you tell us the story of Veramunda?
It's a very complicated plot because apparently speaks of wars between the Spanish army and the Moorish army in the south of Spain. But it's more a love story, I think. There is this siege against the Arabian fortress, the Moorish fortress, that never happened because we have a strange love affair between the general of the Spanish army with the queen of the Arab side. So this beautiful general and this beautiful queen are in love, and of course let's make love and don't make the war. And from the Spain aspect, and the army are a little bit upset because what's happened? We are always standing like that in front of the fortress, nothing happened, we can't start our siege, why? And so the queen Veremonda, who is probably the real male man of the opera, has the idea to organize an army of Amazons, of women, of which she wanted to be the boss. She's trapped between a general and an husband, the King Alfonso, who doesn't care at all to the war because he's always involved in study. He likes to study astrology, stars, books. So this woman decided to have the initiative to do this kind of female war. And so we have a plot that is not only, as I told you, political themes, of course, but also love themes. And so we have many, many hot situations that, of course, required a lot of acting. But thanks God, we have a fantastic cast. So I succeeded to move them quite well.
There is beautiful acting. There is also dancing, which we don't always see in opera. What is it like to have that kind of choreography in an opera?
Well, it is quite an adventure with this manuscript because we are working on a manuscript, first of all. You know that the great challenge was to transform this manuscript, quite confused, that we find in the Marciana Library in Venice, in a sort of a real concrete performance. And in the score is written, "Here start the dance of the bulls," without music. So we think that the theory is that sometimes many composers of opera use the music of other composers when they have to do dances on stage. One of the most famous composers of dance was Andrea Falconieri, who quite often give his music to other composers when they need to have some dances. In this case, we are talking of a Baroque opera, but I'm not very faithful to the style of... we are no more that audience. So I asked to my choreographer, Pigi Vanelli, with whom I worked already 2 years ago for Le Villi and the Mese Mariano here in Spoleto Charleston, to do something very, very expressive in terms of dance, very contemporary, but respecting also the theme. Because if Cavalli, right, I want a bull dance, I was a little bit, you know, confused. What's the meaning of bull dance? But then I also came back to another research that we this opera was written from Venice during the Carnival of Venice, and in 1653. And it's true that during Carnival in Venice, like in mostly of the other towns in Italy, there was a sort of bull fight. So they close a place, like in Venice was a Campo San Polo, that is one of the most great and important square in Venice, and then they let's play with the bulls around the square, with following the people of Venice that was running and playing with them. So I think that probably this dance of bulls remind a little bit this Venice tradition connected with Carnival feast.
You mentioned the manuscript in the library. This opera hasn't been done in 350 years. How did you come to choose this opera, and what is it like to try to recreate something that hasn't been done in 350 years?
Well, it was a little bit like Indiana Jones style, because we didn't know anything about this opera. The title came from Charleston Festival, because after the success of 2 years ago, Nigel Redden came to me and asked me, "We would like to do something Baroque with you." And of course, Baroque for me is my bread. I really like very much this repertoire, and I arrived with billions of titles. I would like to do this, I would like to do that, I would like to do Handel Atalaya, or there is a Scarlatti, a very unusual title. And he stopped me, "Listen, do you know Veremonda by Cavalli?" Very what? Excuse me. What are you talking about? And so the idea to do Veremonda came from the festival, not from me. And this was quite a challenge because Nigel told me, do research about this opera because we don't know anything. And so I asked to Aaron Carpini. Aaron, in Italian, is Aaron Carpene. Of course, he's one of the best, has a fabulous keen knowledge of this repertoire. I was, Aaron, hello, enjoy. This is something that this is the new work for you. Try to find something about this opera. And it's true that all the Cavalli's manuscripts are digitalized in the library of Venice, Marciana Library. But of course, in the picture that we see in the internet, there were many, many white pages inside of the manuscript. And also, you know, when the connection between the pages doesn't really allow you to see exactly the notes that were written in an extremely difficult calligraphy. Mm-hmm. And so what's happened that Aaron went to Venice and please give me the score in my hand. And he discovered that under these white pages, there was the music. So probably because this score was a copy of other for a performance in which Cavalli decided to do some cuts in the music, and he put himself this white paper on the script, on the music. So the poor Aaron, under this white page, discovered billions of notes that were written under. And so he started to transcript, you say, the music. And that was already very complicated because you have to work with the concrete material in your hands, dusty, old score manuscript, and not only manuscript by Cavalli because the calligraphy of four different hands in the same music. So it was really complicated. And thanks God we have done the production score for Charleston because we have a fantastic publisher that is Beren Reiter, who is already committed with all the Cavalli's opera. And on Beren Reiter, the famous musicologist, American musicologist Wendy Heller, is working on Verimonda from 20 years. So the next year, probably, we will have the complete critical edition of Verimonda. Now we have the production score for the show.
Verimonda is on stage at the Dock Street Theater through June 2nd. Our guest has been Stefano Vizzioli, the director of Verimonda. For Spoleto Today, I'm Jeanette Gwen.